Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In this series in which we are trying to remove misconceptions regarding the concept of prophethood, the particular issue that we're going to discuss today and remove misconceptions from that issue is that it is generally thought as a result of a certain interpretation which has arisen of a Quranic verse that the Almighty taught Adam the names of all things and all peoples and all sorts of objects which are found in the world. And this it is said that the verse actually which of which this interpretation is offered occurs in Surah Baqarah, and the words are wa allama adam al asma'a kullaha. And by the words asma'a kullaha, it is inferred that the name of every object, everything which is found in this world, was taught to Adam. Now it has been concluded and evaluated by one of the very premier exegetes of modern times, Imam Amin Asn Islahi, in his exegesis of the Quran, that this is not a correct interpretation. And if the context and the words used and the way they are used are analyzed, we can easily conclude that here the word asma'a kullaha means introduction to people who are a pride for humanity, and they are people who are extraordinary people. And when the Almighty said that allama adam al asma'a kullaha in the Quran, it was meant that the Almighty taught the names and introduction of these great people. Now, of course, it needs to be understood that these words and this interpretation readily is accepted by the verse itself. And as Imam Islahi explained, that first of all, it needs to be understood that the word asma is actually al-asma, and the article of definition or alif lam actually defines those asma, defines those names. And so therefore, it is not that the name of every object was taught to him, but the names of specific people were taught, or specific entities was taught to Adam. So this is one of the important indications in that verse which needs to be understood. The second thing that he has pointed out is that that the pronouns used in these verses relate to living beings. So therefore, for example, the word summa aradahum alal malaika, the pronoun aradahum in aradahum is hum, and bi asma'i ha'ulai, as the verse unfolds later on, ha'ulai again is used for living entities. So again, the names of all things and objects cannot be implied because these pronouns relate to living beings. And finally, is also concluded that the context of this whole verse was that in order to allay the fears and apprehensions of the angels who thought that if the Almighty would create mankind or man and bless him with the liberty to exercise his will, then such an entity, such a being would create disorder and anarchy in the land. And so in order to allay the fears of the angels, the Almighty said that these are some people, and by pointing out the prominent people among them, people who would be a pride for humanity, the Almighty intended to allay the fears and apprehensions of the angels. So the context also readily suggests this. Now, as far as the issue is concerned, that when this whole incident took place, and when did introduction of such people took place, and how were they introduced to the angels? This can be surmised from another place in the Quran. We know that there is this covenant of lust mentioned in Surah Araf, in which the Almighty took this covenant from the whole of mankind before he created them, that to acknowledge him as the Lord of the universe. And we know in Surah Araf that all humanity was actually submitted to Almighty, and all of it said unanimously that Allah is their Lord. So it is surmised that this incident took place where before the creation of Adam, and all the souls were gathered in an assembly. Probably it was in this assembly that people who were prominent, people who were famous, people who were would be a pride for humanity, they were introduced to the angels through Adam. And they were and the angels were told that they should rest assured that if the Almighty is creating someone who is being given the liberty to exercise his will, then not all of them will end up spreading anarchy and disorder in the land. There will be people who will be famous people. There will be people who will be a pride for humanity. There will be someone whom all of us would be proud of. There will be pious people. There will be virtuous. And these virtuous and pious peoples, of course, belonging to the genre of the prophets, of the righteous, were introduced to the angels in that assembly. So in a nutshell, we can say that this verse, Allama Adam al-Asma kullaha, is erroneously interpreted to mean that the Almighty taught Adam the names of all objects and all things of this world. What it actually means is that the Almighty taught and introduced the angels. Of course, he taught these names, he introduced these names to Adam first and to them. The objective was to introduce these personalities to the angels also, so that their fears could be allayed and their apprehensions could be given rest, and they could be told that by blessing this entity which God is going to create, which is of course man, the Almighty will not be responsible for creating someone who will always create, or who all of whom will create disorder in the land. Of course, there will be people who, by exercising their own free will end up as pious human beings. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.